As the story goes, and I read it on the internet, so take it from there. A young woman at a Christian college in Oklahoma was looking at a painting from 1499, Hieronymus Bosch's Garden of Earthly Delights, a triptych depicting heaven, hell, and earth, and some very strange things going on in this triptych. Lots of little teeny figures doing very strange things. And in one portion, she discovered something that, as the story goes, no one had ever noticed, and that is that people had noticed that there was a gentleman upended. He was being squashed by a musical instrument because Bosch apparently was not big on music. So this fellow was in hell, being squashed, his head and shoulders pushed into the ground by a giant hurdy-gurdy, leaving his, can we say buttocks on Facebook? All right. Leaving his bare buttocks up in the air. And tattooed across them were some musical notes, not in standard notation apparently, in some other kind of notation. And this young woman said, oh, I've been studying this. I know how to transliterate that. And she did, and as the story goes, the tune, this is the tune that was tattooed on.
We performed this song last week, and Stevie had his capo on the wrong fret, and I was guessing that he was playing music from the wrong butt.
But. This one is worth tuning up for, so I think I will. Although, does anybody here have perfect pitch? No? Okay, Glenn, here we go. Our kind of crowd. There's a culprit right there. And it's called, you can find this out there on the interwebs, on YouTube, look up Bosch Butt Music, and you'll see several different versions. There's a male choir singing. There's another version that's very heavy rock, kind of screamy rock, you know, with the singers that all sound like Cookie Monster. There's somebody growling through it. And there's one by a fellow named James Spalink, I think his name is, and that's kind of who I've gotten this arrangement from. It's lovely with lute and hurdy-gurdy and fiddle, I think. What'd you call me? Oh. Peg leg? Wouldn't I? It's great punchlines from history. Thank you. Thanks a lot.